Hey, Anas, it's me, Mega.
Hey, Anas, it's me, Ogbon.
Hey, Anas, it's me, Tatiana.
Yo, Anas, it's me, Kelvin.
Hey, Anas, it's Shauna.
Hey, Anas, it's me, Della.
Hey, Anas, it's Haley.
Yo, Anas, it's Riley, bro. What's good?
After being in a pandemic for over a year, I think it's safe to say that the way we used to communicate with our friends has changed drastically. Even though we are connected with FaceTimes, audio calls, text messages like Facebook or Snapchat, that in-person interaction is something I think we all took for granted. Not being able to hug your friends or your family, not being able to hang out with a big group, going to like restaurants, concerts, clubs, whatever that is. Even hookup culture has completely changed this for us. And I think it took a toll on a lot of people on how we communicated. It took away from value of conversations and staying connected. And for me, I miss that. I miss being with people. I miss big groups. After being in a pandemic for over a year, I think it's safe to say that you discover a lot about yourself during these times. And I'm not trying to sound cheesy and say that, oh, like, this pandemic really helped me be the person I am today. I spent it doing reflections. It was kind of like a blessing in disguise, because that was definitely not the case for me. I was actually the opposite. For me, I was actually a very optimistic person. So I thought that this pandemic would only go on for a bit. Like, ever since the pandemic started, I was like, oh, give it a few more weeks, give it 2-3 more months. Like, the old normal will come eventually. It's coming. And it wasn't till this December 2020, when we went into state of emergency in Ontario, I was like, shit, we're in a pandemic. Like, this has been going on for a long time. It didn't click to me that I was, quote unquote, like, on house arrest, basically, from March 13th to Christmas, and that it's still going to be going on. I realized that we're in a pandemic. I don't know how long this is going to happen. And that's when I really felt isolated. That's when I realized, wow, like, I'm in this alone almost, even though we're in together. The reason I say this is because when you think of isolation, for me especially, when I think about the word isolation, the first things that I kind of picture is just being shunned out from the world, being disconnected, being ununited, being kind of separated, you know, like this outcast almost, like we're just trapped. And it's so weird to say that because we live in a day where we're always connected. You know, you have social media and you're always connected with your friends and family. You know, that's what social media is supposed to do. Connect people from one country to another, from one street to the other. You know, we have platforms like Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, FaceTimes, where we're always being connected, where we're always like talking with our best buds, just trying to make the most out of it. But at the same time, we're really disconnected. I don't know about you guys, but for me, like, I miss my friends so much. I miss giving my friends hugs and just like going on picnics or just doing like the most smallest things, like going coffee shops with them or like runs and just even meeting them up on campus. I actually miss that. And that's coming from someone who lives like in Canada and actually misses going to campus in Ottawa, like wherever, Bronson. I miss that. And I knew I was going to miss that because I'm an extrovert, and I kind of felt that in this lockdown that we're going through, this type of period where we're just separated, I kind of had this impression that the more we went in it, the more we kept going into like more lockdowns, more state of emergencies, or these like color-coded structures of like reopening the province, the more I realized I was trying to connect to people. The more I realized I kind of had to force myself to connect to people. And I don't mean force, like I had to force conversations, because it wasn't the case. But I think it's more of this feeling that I had to kind of provide conversation to my friends and just always be there and just keep myself busy by staying connected with everyone. The reason, because it's like we live in a time where there's so much negativity, you know, with COVID being one of them, like, you know, every day we're hearing new restrictions. We're hearing new cases being alerted or more deaths happening. And on top of that, we're seeing, like, mental health implications. You know, we're having people just being so confused now, like, trying to figure out what they want to do with life. You know, school's not the same. Everyone's having challenges finding jobs. It's just this time where everyone kind of feels like, meh, like they feel trapped. What this actually made me realize is that the reason I was doing this was also a way for me to kind of like not focus on myself, because I didn't want to be selfish. I think growing up, I was always taught, you know, like treat people the way you want to be treated, you know, just being there for everyone. And I had this impression that, like, you know, you never know what people are going through, so always be there for people, like, you know, just like, you know, like, make sure you're there, and just kind of forget about yourself. And I think sometimes I would just, like, hide behind this mask, where I think I saw self-growth in myself, but I was too scared to focus on that because I thought I was being selfish. I thought of me being happy and watching someone else struggle was just something I don't think I was comfortable with. And it wasn't until I realized how much I have actually accomplished during these past few years. Like, I graduated from high school in 2016. I took a year off. And then when I came to Carleton, I kind of was stumped. I had no idea what I was doing. I just didn't really care. I came into comms and my grades were absolute garbage. They're like in the C's and D's. And within these 4 years, reflecting now, like, I can say I grew a lot, you know. My grades now are like so much more better than it has been in first year. Like, I went from a guy who was getting C's to D's getting like straight A's. And I don't think I've ever acknowledged that to myself, just because I always felt that it was selfish of me. It was kind of this realization that I was almost scared to be proud of myself because I didn't want to seem like I'm cocky or confident, you know? So I hid. I think that's what happened. And it wasn't until one night when I was just like alone in the house and I was just going through like figuring out like my audit and everything, and I just saw A's. It clicked to me that I got A's, but like, why am I not happy about this, you know? And I remember just, like, looking at the screen, and I was like, holy shit, like, this is me. Like, I'm the one who provided this material. I'm the one who was able to complete this. And it almost was like this, like, 180 that kind of went through, and I was like, shit. I completely lost touch on myself, lost kind of focusing on me, because I didn't think I had it in me, you know. I was just like this, like, very neglectful person. I was like, I don't need to focus on myself. I don't need to, you know. If I do, like, who's gonna focus on everyone else? But at the same time, it's just like, people can, of course, support me and love me and cheer for me. That's totally cool. But at the same time, I have to cheer for myself. You know, I have to kind of be proud of myself. You know, I have to have vulnerability. I have to have emotions, but I also have to have, like, confidence. And being proud and seeing growth is not cocky. Times are gonna get tougher. I have no idea how much longer this pandemic is gonna go for. I don't know if this is our final lockdown, if we're gonna have more state of emergencies. I'm hoping not. But at the same time, you've managed to survive this pandemic for over a year. I have, you have. And we can't keep moping around expecting things to get back to normal and waste 1 or 2 years just not celebrating ourselves, not being proud of ourselves. And I know times are tough, but one thing that I learned is we need to celebrate self-growth more. Self-accomplishment is something that needs to be accounted for, and neglecting yourself isn't going to help. Neglecting your growth is not going to help you succeed, because you're not pushing yourself. You're not being positive. Being positive does not mean being positive for everyone else and forgetting about yourself. This is almost like a two-way street. Being positive means that giving back to your friends and your family, but it's also about giving back to yourself. When you see yourself succeeding, when you see self-growth, when you see an accomplishment, be proud. Celebrate it. Do what you gotta do to make yourself realize that you've accomplished that on your own. In a pandemic, that's a big achievement. We've shunned ourselves out from the world, even though we're connected, we're so disconnected. We can't celebrate with our friends anymore on accomplishment. So if you gotta go and skip the dishes and order your favorite restaurant, do that. Grab a joint, do that. Like, spend the day treating yourself out, because you gotta keep yourself motivated these days, or it's gonna keep getting tough. I'm so much more confident and so much more happier now that I've realized that it's okay to be proud of myself. It's okay to smile during these unexpected times because I made it happen. And you did that. You did that on your own. So own up and do what you gotta do. Make yourself proud. Do you, boo.